This is episode 1773. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode in our seven-part series we've been exploring this week on body cleanse. In each episode, you've discovered a different meditation technique to help you as you cleanse your body using meditation techniques. And a lot of the body cleanse techniques had to do with focusing your thoughts. And tomorrow, in fact, we launch into a brand new series on doing a mental cleanse. So you'll have your mind and body cleansed. I like to do a cleanse whenever a new season rolls around. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, I live in the United States, we are experiencing spring. And if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, you are experiencing fall or autumn. So you can do this cleanse series each time a new season rolls around. It's good to refresh your mind and your body, just as nature outside all around you is changing and renewing itself. In today's episode, you're going to be guided, as in the final episode of each series, to reflect on your week. This is important to bring awareness to how you're living your life. This includes how you're responding to stress and big wins you experience throughout the week. It's important to honor those. And also what you wish you could have done a little better, without regrets, no judgments, just noticing how you can improve yourself, your interactions with others, and your mental thought process, and how you care for your body. I always encourage you to do this final episode outside. If you could meditate outside, even if you do a walking meditation, this brings your meditation to the next level when you meditate out in the elements. It's very hot currently where I live in Florida, so I like to go outside in the morning, and I also go out in the evening to meditate. Sometimes I'm not able to do that. Maybe the mosquitoes are really bad, or we're experiencing a thunderstorm, or it's too late, and I'm afraid of the snakes outside when I sit in the dark. So I'll go inside and meditate, but open up a door or window. This still brings the outdoors in. So I feel close to and connected with nature, and this helps me to put my own life into perspective. So think about how you could begin to meditate outside more often. Know that our full guided meditations are on an app I have, the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where I share half-hour meditations, and you also get a journal and a slowdown guide with each week's series. So you can find that at the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to the full app. So for you there, getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're out walking about doing the activities of your day, wanting to do today's technique, I thought I would share with you some ways that you could cleanse your body throughout the day. In previous episodes, I shared how to cleanse your body as you start your day and how to cleanse your body as you end your day. So in this episode, the final episode, I want to share ways that you can care for your body throughout the day, especially if you sit for long periods of time, like I do working online. I'm often at my laptop, and I recently started setting my alarm on my phone every hour on the hour where I get up and I move my body. Movement, I believe, is just as important as meditation. Move your body and you'll be able to meditate much better. So the mind-body connection is powerful. And when you take care of your body, you feel more relaxed and your mind can calm down in a much better way. So I will break away and do some jumping jacks or some mountain climbers or walk my dog a little bit around the neighborhood. And I started getting bored of just doing calisthenics. So then I switched it up and I put music on, and that made a huge difference, just adding the music. And so I'll dance around or jump around, really moving my body, and then I'll put on some slow movement at another time throughout the day, and I'll do yoga. You may have things that you do for movement, for fitness. If you could incorporate this throughout your day, even if you just stop 3 times throughout your day and spend 5 or 10 minutes moving your body, this gets your energy moving. It gets your heart pounding, and it's absolutely vital to your health and well-being, especially if you sit for long periods of time. They say sitting is actually worse for you than smoking. So this is a challenge for you. I encourage you to do this in the upcoming week. It's a way to continue this body cleanse, even as you explore a mental cleanse next week. So as you get ready to settle down and relax your mind and your body, your technique for today as you meditate is to reflect back over the highlights of your week. Not going through each and every day. You could do that if you wanted to do a very thorough reflection, but I encourage you every week to do this at some point where you pause and you stop and reflect on your week, thinking about what went really well for you. If you keep a journal and you write down your reflections, this is so helpful. You begin to see patterns emerge. There is a free journal for you on the Sip and Om Meditation app. And if you reflect on what is going well for you, research shows that you're more confident, you feel more empowered because you take note of your successes. And then notice what caused you stress. What was challenging or difficult for you throughout the week? Take note of this as well. And as you do so, notice your response to the stress. Notice where you were, who you were with, what was involved, what time of day it was. Notice your stress triggers. And then if you could come up with 3 takeaways for this week and reflect on those takeaways in your meditation, this will be a beautiful reflection on how you live your life. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's body cleanse with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.